Smart Talk is produced by WITF as part of our mission to deliver relevant, high-quality programming. Support comes from Capital Blue Cross, which shares WITF's commitment to being a trusted resource in our communities. Smart Talk is also supported by UPMC, offering a broad range of cardiac and vascular treatments in our community. More information is available at upmc.com/centralpaheart.
You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF. I'm Scott Lamar. Pennsylvania Supreme Court blocked an inspection of voting machine equipment in heavily Republican Fulton County. Now, this is a county where former President Trump won pretty easily. The machines Republicans want to look at have been certified because another company without election experience examined those machines last year. The company found nothing consequential. WITF's Capitol Bureau Chief Sam Dunklaw was in the courtroom last week when the decision was handed down, and he joins us this morning. Sam, welcome to the program. So lay out the stakes for us. Why are Senate Republicans so interested in looking at these voting machines?
So, Scott, this is part of a broader effort that we've seen Senate Republicans take on since the early part of the fall. I mean, there was some back and forth in the Senate between certain senators in the summertime, reaching out to a couple of different counties across the state, as you'll remember, asking them for things like election materials for the purposes of what they call a forensic audit, a process that mirrors what we've seen take place in states like Arizona. As you'll recall, Arizona brought in an audit team by the behest of their Senate Republicans. That team, though, took on an audit that was widely discredited among election experts, among folks who have done certified election audits in the past. And that report ultimately turned up nothing consequential. In fact, in that state, President Joe Biden was found to have had actually more votes than were initially counted. But the idea of a forensic audit has kind of taken on its own shape in the Republican Party across the nation. And several of Pennsylvania's GOP senators went to Arizona and wanted to duplicate the process here. So since that time, since the summer fall, there have been these efforts to probe past elections as much as possible and in as many ways as possible. We've talked before on this program about the effort to get social security numbers and driver's license numbers of all 9 million voters. That's one way. And another way is to get counties to turn over their election materials from particularly the 2020 election. Fulton County has been the only one that's been really willing to do that, the only one really willing to cooperate with Senate Republicans. So they've offered up their voting machines from a company known as Dominion, which gets a lot of talk in GOP circles. They've offered them up for inspection. The county has retained a lawyer. They've brought on a team that Senate Republicans have hired to do this. And like I say, they are the only ones that have really been willing to take on that sort of inspection, even though the rest of the counties that Republicans have reached out to have all but rejected it because there's really nothing to look at.
Well, once those machines are examined, they're decertified. At least that's what happened in Fulton County. You know, one of the things I look at is that Fulton County's going to have to pay for new election machines. That's just one thing. We can talk about that. But Fulton County did this on their own. You've been taking a closer look at some of the people who are involved at this at the local level. What have you found out about them?
So there were two people of interest in the room last Friday. And to be clear, this was at Fulton County's a county seat in McConnellsburg in a small room where the county board was meeting. They had gathered members of the public for the inspection that was going to take place until, as you mentioned at the top, the Supreme Court struck down the ability to do that at the 11th hour. So two people of interest, the first of which is this lawyer, Thomas Breath. He and another lawyer, Thomas King, work at the same law firm in Western PA. It's a small law firm. Thomas King is general counsel for the Republican Party. And Thomas Breath, who was addressing the media on behalf of Fulton County, has admitted that he is a member of a conservative legal team that participated in lawsuits attempting to overturn Pennsylvania's election results. He had shared that information on a right-wing news network. The group that he's a part of is called the Amistad Project. They boast about having ongoing litigation against a shadow government run by the left, ostensibly. And as I said, the project was involved in at least five lawsuits to attempt to overturn the 2020 election. So it's not of much surprise that somebody like Breath would be participating in something kind of granular and nuanced like this. And then there's Stuart Ulsh, who's one of Fulton County's GOP commissioners. He is party to a lawsuit now suing the Department of State over the decertification of those machines that you had mentioned, Scott. He also has gotten his cues from other GOP senators in the state take a closer look at those Dominion machines that we've been talking about. People like State Senator Judy Ward, State Senator Doug Mastriano had reached out to people like Ulsh, encouraging them to open their ballots up to a third-party company.
Now, is this normal, this kind of machine inspection? Is it normal?
Sources that I've spoken with on deep background, admittedly, have said that it isn't. For instance, they had pointed me to a Department of State inspection that had taken place earlier last year. That inspection, which was routine, only checked Fulton County's machines visually for any breaks in seals, for any issues, and so on. So it's very unusual to have a company come in and really like take apart these machines, scan hard drives, and do a forensic look like that, especially one that doesn't have election experience. In addition, when I had left the courthouse to go and just fill up my car to come back towards the Harrisburg area, there were some lawyers that were chatting about the appeal to the state Supreme Court, and were doing so sort of in secret. I had walked in, and there they were right by the candy aisle. And
in sheets.
In sheets, no
right.
less. A gathering place for all Pennsylvanians, as we all know. They quickly ducked behind. So there's some element of secrecy going on here.
So what happens next? I mean, if the Supreme Court has put it on hold, but put it on hold, what happens next?
Correct. So it's good to note that this is a temporary stay. The Supreme Court could go a lot of different ways with this, but right now, an appeal has been filed. Fulton County, you know, with their special legal team that I had mentioned before, it has filed a reply. The Attorney General's office told me yesterday that they're filing a reply to the reply, and it's their understanding that the Supreme Court will rule on the briefs. We're not sure that there will be a hearing later, but at some point the Supreme Court will make a decision. It's unclear when, though.
Mm. You know, one of the things I thought about with this, and I'm sure a lot of other people have as well, but a third party coming in and opening up these machines, it reminds me, if I could make an analogy, of like an enemy, an American plane goes down or ship captured or something like that. The enemy has a can look into it. You know, is that one of the concerns here?
That's been a concern that's been raised by some people, but election experts, people from the Department of State, aren't drawing that characterization just yet, because there really isn't a lot known about the motivations of why you'd want to crack these machines open so long out.
WITF's Capitol Bureau Chief Sam Dunklaw. Sam, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks, Scott.
I'm Scott Lamar. Have yourself a good day.